Good morning, ladies. Coach Betsy here, coming to you live from my bed since we're talking about sleep today. This is actually my guest bedroom, but sometimes I actually like to sit in here and work some. There's a nice big window. So y'all come in here and say hi. I know that we've had a little bit of feedback on suggesting that we just hang out for a minute while everybody gets into the live. I know sometimes it takes like a minute or two for everyone's live to come on and for you to be able to see it in the feed. So I totally understand. That's some great feedback in terms of let's just kind of chat for a minute, say good morning. What are y'all up to today? Do y'all have a good holiday weekend? Good morning, Debbie. And April, Betty, just love seeing all you guys in here. All right. I'll just kind of talk for a minute and then we'll get into the meat of it here in just a second. But this is our 21-day basics challenge, day 10. Can't believe it. We're in the double digits, y'all. We've got a few more. Maybe while we're waiting for everybody to get in, I will talk about what we have remaining for the next few days. So we have today we're going to be talking about when you think you didn't get enough sleep last night. And then I think we've got, let's see, tomorrow we have Coach MJ on talking all about the planner. Y'all know she's got some amazing tips and tricks and stuff with her planner, y'all. She's got tabs coming out of every direction. She just works that planner like a boss. So I'm pretty old school. I still use the binder and print out all the pages. So she's the perfect person for that. Then we've got Coach Kathy. Why plus two is the hardest at dinner for her. I know that's probably the case for a lot of us, right? Where we're working on, I know I'm working with a lot of my private clients on the plus two, right? We got all the other basics down, but that plus two side or the satisfied side is what we're going to be moving to with the new no BS is eating to satisfied or ha eating when you've had, knowing when you've had enough. I love that we're simplifying that. A lot of us are working on that, right? So Coach Kathy's going to be talking about that. And then on the 11th, on day 13, Maya is going to be talking about all about, let's see, when you just don't want to. Oh my gosh, that's a good one, right? All right, hello, Miss Rhonda. All righty, y'all. Let's go ahead and get started with talk. All right, I'm going to turn off or shut off the comments. Miss Dina is in. Is in here and she's gonna put any questions in here that we have. So any questions that y'all have as I'm talking, just feel free. Anything about sleep? I'm certainly not a sleep expert or a sleep doctor or anything like that, but I am I'm actually a really good sleeper. So this is something that I just wanted to talk about because I'm a good sleeper most of the time, but there are days, right? There are days when I got less sleep than I would like to. And I heard this podcast, and I will post it in the replay. It's a podcast from another life coach, and she talked about how she was at a meeting, at a actually a life coach school meeting, and she was in the bathroom. And she was talking to one of her friends, another coach. And she said they were washing their hands in the bathroom. And the friend said, "How are you doing?" And she said, "Well, I didn't get enough sleep last night. My kids were getting in bed with me. I was trying to make sure I got up to catch the flight to come to this meeting. And, I just didn't get enough sleep last night." And she said, this friend said, "You know what? You know what I do when I think that, I just decide that I got enough sleep today to do what I need to do." And so here's the deal, y'all. I didn't get enough sleep last night is a thought. It's a thought that you're thinking. It's not a fact. Because no matter how many hours of sleep, the facts are how many hours and minutes of sleep that we got. Those are the facts. But we can choose to think about that however we want. And maybe a pretty powerful thought for you could be, I got enough sleep last night to do what I need to do today. I know it has been for me. Because otherwise, I'm walking around commiserating with myself about how I didn't get enough sleep last night, and I'm in a big pity party, and woe is me, and I'm so tired, and all this kind of stuff, right? It doesn't help you. It doesn't help you when you've got kids to take care of, when you've got work to go to, when you've got things to do in your life. We're going to talk about how to get more sleep, too, in a minute. But you got to start with your thoughts about it. And it might just be something like, you know what? I got enough sleep to do what I need to do today, and I'm working on it. I'm working on getting more sleep because I think that I need it. Some of you all may, you know, we suggest 7 to 8 hours, right? Some of you all may be able to rock it on 4 or 5. Some of you all, like me, I mean, I could probably sleep 11 or 12 hours a night. If I chose to spend my time in that way. Some days, I'm just like excited to go to bed, y'all, because I love sleeping. But I usually average 7 to 8 hours, but that's me. And everyone is unique. Everyone has to figure out what works for them. So, all right, let's talk about, so we kind of talk about thoughts, right? So you got to start with that. You got to start, and it can be just as simple as, it's something I'm working on right now. And then, because you really want to ask yourself, what feels worse, right? I mean, you may feel fatigue. There's kind of two different feelings with, like, let's say that you were up, your kids are, you know, are in and out of bed. I know how that is. I don't have kids myself, but I know how that is. I mean, the kids are in and out of bed. You got dogs getting up to pee and all this kind of stuff, right? There's a true physical fatigue that can happen, right? You got a little baby, you got, you know, if you're consistently getting less sleep than you need, there is the physical fatigue. But then there's also the mental fatigue. And that is totally optional. That's kind of the difference that I'm making here, right? We can feel the physical fatigue without the pity party to go along with it. That's really the big point that I wanted to get across today. So, you know, however much sleep you got last night, it doesn't have to be a problem. It, you know, you can choose to drop the drama and just decide that you're working on it. Okay? So that's the first part, is really cleaning up your thoughts around sleep. And so now I want to talk about kind of like some ideas, right? And this is kind of, again, everything comes back to your thoughts, right? We're going to talk about some ideas on how to get more sleep. Corinne talks about, you know, things she works on, all kinds of stuff. And I know we got a few questions. But here's the deal. And this is actually going to be coming out in the new NoBS. I love, love, love this concept. It's the concept of being the scientist of your brain and your life versus being the judge of your brain and your life. Scientist versus judge. And we actually are going to, there's a worksheet that that's part of the new NoBS where you basically say, okay, what does a scientist think about? And what does a judge think about? A judge is over here thinking, I'll never figure this out. You know, when you talk about judge, right, we're talking about judgment. We're talking about, you know, when we're judging ourselves. You know, you're in your own court of law, right? Up on charges. And when you're the judge, you're thinking, you're in that pity party. I'll never figure this out. My life is so hard. That ain't what an OBS woman sounds like, right? If you are the scientist of your brain and your life, you're thinking just what I've said, right? I'm working on figuring this out. I'm experimenting with things. I'm trying things. I'm asking for help, right? I'm giving things a try for a certain amount of time, just like a scientist would do with an experiment, right? I'm keeping lots of data. I use my Fitbit There are other, you know, apps and things that you can use, or you can just, you know, you can just time yourself, right? You can keep data on when did I go to sleep and when did I wake up and how did I feel on this day or that day, right? That's what a scientist does, and that's where we want you all, operating, is from this position of a scientist, so that you are really testing hypotheses and figuring out what works for you, because it's a little different for everybody, right? Okay, so let's see what questions y'all have, and then we'll get into it. How do you plan? Let's see, this is Rose. Sorry, y'all, my computer's a little far away. How do you plan better sleep when you have little ones at home and they don't like to go to sleep and or wake up early? Okay, so this is a circumstance in your life, a fact in your life, Rose. So it's got to start with your thoughts first. And an amazing thought for you might be, this is a season of my life where I'm going to get as much sleep as I can, and that's okay. Right? There are all kinds of, you know, parenting things to figure out how to, you know, get your children to sleep more. But it just may be a season of your life where you just get less sleep. And that can be okay because kids are pretty great. and they have seasons of their life too, where they're maybe not sleeping as much as they do at other times. Think about teenagers, right? They'll sleep till 1 or 2 in the afternoon sometimes if they want to. So they'll get to be teenagers eventually. But it's all about just deciding that I'm working on this, I'm figuring this out, and then post in the Facebook group for all the other moms and get some tips and tricks on what they do, right? But it's just a matter of like deciding what you want to do in terms of whatever you want to try as the scientist of your life. You know, do you want to try some sort of sleep routine with your kids and, you know, some way to, you know, do you want to have them be in bed with you? Do you not? You know, how are you going to be consistent with all of that? There's all kinds of help out there for that kind of thing. But it's got to start with your thoughts of, I'm figuring this out. This is a season of my life and it's all going to be okay. And I'm going to get as much sleep as I can. Okay? Melissa says, do you find you have trouble going to bed? I sleep great once I go to bed. I just have the trouble actually making myself go to bed. Suggestions for that? I don't know about you, but no BS women don't make excuses. They don't say like, well, I just can't make myself go to bed. You can do anything you choose to do, right? Now, there are definitely some things to remind yourself. Set an alarm on your phone or on your Fitbit, like it's bedtime. But you got to really think about what are the excuses that you're making to not go to bed. And then you got to throw out each one. You're just making excuses and you're putting something, you know, you're putting watching Netflix over sleep. You're putting that as a priority. You got to look at your priorities, right? That's what no BS women do. I mean, you just got to get real with yourself and say, okay, what's more important, this next episode or more sleep? It's real, you know, when it comes down to that, it's real simple, right? I stay up until midnight and sleep until 7. Is there a reason I need to go to bed earlier if I'm still getting 7 hours? I don't feel groggy upon waking. No. There's no rules around, you know, what time you go to bed and what time you get up. Whatever works for you. Y'all know Corinne, like, goes to bed at like 8 or before. But that's her because she gets up at like 4 or 5 a.m. I go to bed usually between 9 and 10, and I get up at 5. So that's what I do, but that's just what I choose to do. And what you're saying, Shannon, is that, you know, you've really got to look at how do you feel, right? Is it working for me? When you're able to drop like what everybody else is doing and, you know, comparing yourself and all that kind of stuff, you can clear out all that clutter and just get really real and say, okay, does this work for me? If it's going to bed at midnight and getting up at 7, great. Is 5 hours working for me? Is 10 hours working for me? Y'all, the suggestion is 7 to 8 hours. But that doesn't work for everyone. Could be less, could be more. Okay? Cindy, I fall asleep easily, but wake up almost every night between 2:30 and 4 and struggle getting back to sleep. When it's time to get up, I'm tired. How do I sleep through the night? So that's a good kind of common question that we get, right? And here's my very simple answer. Become a scientist. I know y'all are looking for just a magic pill, but it's become a scientist, right? She says she uses melatonin, magnesium, all that kind of stuff, right? Those are all things that you want to experiment with, right? And when I say experiment, what are we talking about? Deciding on a specific amount of time that I'm going to give this to work. And when you're thinking about something like, you know, a supplement, you got to give it at least like 3-4 weeks to work, right? I mean, taking it one night, you know, and then seeing what happens, that's not how a scientist operates, right? It's not how no BS woman operates. You gotta give it a certain amount of time to work. That's how things work, right? And so, yeah, so supplements. She says she gets up every night between 2:30 and 4. So, and then struggles going back to sleep. So, you know, Corinne always talks about laying there. Right. You know, there are also other ideas with meditation. You can do some journaling if your brain is just going. But really, one of the best things that you can try, that you can experiment with, is laying there. Because when your brain isn't occupied doing anything else but being with itself, it gets tired of itself after a while. And so you've just got to experiment with that. Just laying there and, you know, doing some deep breathing or really working on relaxing your body and your brain. But you may want to try a period of time where you get up and journal and kind of get out what's in your brain. That might work better for you. There are meditation apps that can help you with sleep. A lot of people will commit to being off their devices, their phones and all that kind of stuff for a certain amount of time before they go to bed. So that gives their brain kind of time to wind down. Kind of they've developed an evening routine the day and really figure out what, you know, what works for them. I love the idea of just committing to, like, if you're working on adding more time to your sleep, that you just start with adding 15 minutes at a time. 15 minutes. So instead of 10, you're just gonna set that alarm on your phone or whatever it is for 9:45. And just work gradually from there if you are working on building up more time for sleep. Let's see. Okay, let's see what other questions we have. If I don't sleep 7 hours, I fail at that basic, right? This always hoses me up. Amazing question, Amanda. You decide what every basic means to you. We're not just blindly following rules around here, right? As I said earlier, we suggest 7 to 8 hours, but you have got to get to know you. And if 5 hours works for you, then you have followed that basic. If 10 hours works for you, you have followed that basic. 7 to 8 hours, just like the water. Some people need less water, some people need more water. But no BS women, don't just blindly follow rules for no reason. You have to figure out what works for you. And you decide, I have followed this basic because it's what works for me. Okay? Because 7 to 8 hours is just the average. Since losing my job, I've been obsessing and anxious. It's hard to fall asleep. Tracy, I definitely recommend you journaling before you go to bed. Get everything out of your head before you go to bed, and then keep a journal next to your bed so that if you wake up and, you know, your brain's going a mile an hour, you know, 100 miles an hour, you know what I mean, then you can get those thoughts out, okay? That's something I suggest, but again, there's also all kinds of meditation apps. I use the Headspace app I love that guy's voice. And so there's definitely apps for sleep on that, but there's free apps. You know, the Calm, Headspace. I mean, there's a free Headspace app. I pay for mine, but, you know, there's free options, all kinds of things like that. But the thing is that you want to really work on journaling. You really want to work on feeling the anxiety intentionally, right? Like, sit with the anxiety before you go to bed and really think about how it feels in your body. When we allow ourselves to feel, then we're not looking to feel it like in the middle of the night. So for you, it's a matter of journaling and really scheduling time every day. Like, okay, this is my anxious time. I'm going to feel anxious right now. I'm going to just lean into it. I'm going to own it. We have that Feeling the Feelings worksheet in No BS, where you really get curious about how it feels in your body. And that's a game changer right there, when you actually allow yourself to feel. Because if you're resisting the feelings, then yeah, it's going to disturb your sleep too, probably. Okay, so yeah, Tracy, I didn't read the rest of your questions, but she says she wakes up at 3 and obsesses on how I can fix the whole world. So yeah, you know, for maybe the first night or two, write about that when you wake up. You know, when you actually kind of like engage with your brain and just get it all out on paper, sometimes that works, right? Y'all, none of this is 100%, right? You have to figure out, sound like a broken record, you've got to figure out what works for you, okay? And we're here to help. But you may experiment with one thing and it doesn't work. And what does a scientist do, right? A scientist comes up with another hypothesis and they test it out. And they sometimes do that hundreds of times before they figure out what works, right? Are you willing to do that to change your life? Or is it back to the pity party? That's what you got to decide. All right. Thank you, Dina. So it looks like there's not any more questions. Challenge for the day. I've been talking so much, I didn't even do the challenge for the day. So your call to action today is, what is one thing that you can try to get some more sleep if you need to get more sleep? For some of you all, you may see this live and you're like, oh, I'm good on my sleep. Don't need to watch that. I am not offended at all. So what is one thing, if you are working on your sleep, and again, everybody isn't, if you're working on your sleep, what is one thing that you want to experiment with today as the scientist of your brain and body, as the scientist of your life? What is one thing you want to experiment with today? One thing, because we're not getting overwhelmed with a million different things, right? One thing at a time. What does a scientist do, right? They don't try a million things at one time. They test each thing individually and see what works for a certain period of time. I would give it, for anything that you're trying, I give it at least 2 weeks to work. Whether that's a supplement, whether that's a meditation app, whether that's a, I mean, think about it, y'all. We sleep every night. If we're trying something new, we've got to give it time to work. We've got to practice some patience. Trying it one night or trying it for a week ain't cutting it. We've got to give it some time to work. So one thing for at least 2 weeks. Okay? That's what I got for y'all today. Anything else, Dina? All right. So this was day 10. I'm Coach Betsy. You didn't get enough sleep last night, and that's a thought. So your challenge is, what is one thing you can do to experiment with to work on your sleep today? So let me turn the comments back on and see if there's anything else. All right. Looks like we're done here. So it's been fun, y'all. I think this is my last live, so I will, I'm hoping that we'll do this again because it's been so much fun. So, but we'll definitely, I'll see y'all around
to yell around and on the coaching calls and all that kind of stuff. But it's been so much fun to do this with you. And don't forget, we're going to keep going. And you'll hear from the other coaches the next few days. And then Corinne is up at 10 a.m. Central. Let's see, when does that start? Got to get these dates. On the 12th is when Corinne starts going live on Zoom at 10 a.m. Central. And all that is in your challenge page that's on the bonus on the bonus courses page at pnptribe.com. All right? See you guys later. Bye.